This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
At least two people have died in the storm that's been hammering the Deep South. Alabama and Mississippi have been getting hit hard by this storm. There are reports of tornado damage there. Tens of thousands are without power. Authorities have opened a shelter for storm victims north of Montgomery, Alabama, where two people were killed as a tree fell on their home. Emergency official Donna Sanderson in Monroe County, Mississippi, says they were ready for this big storm.
As soon as we hear that the severe weather is coming through with threats of tornado, we open all of the shelters in Monroe County.
She spoke to WCBI-TV in Mississippi. House Democrats are set to move from one history-making leader to another today in a show of unity after midterm election losses. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Democrats are expected to make Hakeem Jeffries the first black American to lead a major political party in Congress. He would replace Nancy Pelosi as top House Democrat as the party ushers in a new generation of leadership. Pelosi and her top lieutenants are all in their mid-80s. The 52-year-old Jeffries, 59-year-old Catherine Clark, and Pete Aguilar, who is 43, would become the new top trio as Democrats show rare unity for a party that lost the midterms. Republicans, meantime, are struggling to unite around leader Kevin McCarthy before taking House control in January. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Congress is acting today to try to prevent a looming rail workers' strike that would disrupt the transportation of essential goods like food and gas. The price of gas, by the way, has fallen about 11 cents in a week. It's $3.49 today. The economy grew at a 2.9% annual rate from July through September, says the government. This is AP News. Twitter will no longer enforce its policy against COVID misinformation.
The change to Twitter's rules was announced in a one-line update Monday night. Twitter will no longer enforce its policy against misinformation about COVID-19. This comes after massive layoffs at the company by new owner Elon Musk, who in the past has himself spread misleading COVID claims on the platform. Public health officials interviewed by the Associated Press said it could lead to more false claims about the virus or the safety and efficacy of vaccines. Paul Russo, dean of the Katz School of Science and Health at Yeshiva University in New York, called the change unacceptable, saying the company's decision to reverse course is an abdication of its duty to its users. Some Twitter accounts were immediately testing the new boundaries and celebrating the platform's hands-off approach. COVID cases and deaths are up from 2 weeks earlier. According to the most recent federal daily averages, about 28,000 people with COVID were hospitalized per day and about 313 died. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.